T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
David, still standing here amongst 180,000 people at this convention.
How do you get around at all in there with 183,000 people?
Caffeine, Red Bull, and tennis shoes, my man.
Okay, so we're starting in car technology. Now, to tell you a story real quick, Michael, is literally yesterday I bought a new car. And the previous one that I had had, the biggest decision I had to make was whether I was going to get a cassette player or a CD player, and that was the upgrade. Cars have advanced so much in just the last couple of years. What are you seeing so far?
Well, let's talk about everything that you find inside your car. It's interesting. There are cars that still put cassettes and even CD players. And to me, it's redundant because everything right now is either delivered through satellite or HD radio, or certainly we have Bluetooth. And Bluetooth, anything on our phones now, we're able to stream. We can stream your radio station right now and listen to it. But some of the other things, like, for example, I'm literally standing in the Mercedes-Benz booth here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. I'm standing next to one of their new CLA coupes. And what they're touting inside is a smart interior assistant. What's going to call it Siri or Alexa, for lack of a better term, but Mercedes has its own. And what it can do, it's capable of interpreting your movements as control inputs, which means you could put gestures, something like BMW already has, and you could point your finger at your radio, and you could just make a gesture of a clockwise or a counterclockwise circle in the middle of the air. It knows you're trying to turn up the volume and turn down the volume. And so these car manufacturers are trying to make it safe for people using that artificial intelligence.
And I know the artificial intelligence is also looking at a headset of some kind to be able to make you just look left and right, and it can almost read your mind in some places.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think about reading your mind, and this is where the autonomous, you know, comes in. I turn around over here, and I see 3 or 4 booths 10, 20 feet away from me right now, and they're showing off all the radar systems. It's called LIDAR, L-I-D-A-R. And these are the things that track 360 degrees, multi-million processing, you know, things per second, to guess what's coming up ahead. Is there a speed bump? Is there traffic? Is there somebody crossing the road that automatically are actually going to drive you? It's interesting because Lyft, the ride-sharing service, they're here in Vegas right now with autonomous driving vehicles. And so if you request a Lyft, you have the option of getting in one of these autonomous driving vehicles. So it is reality.
Is it more likely we're going to see tech into the cars out of the CES as opposed to tech that'll show up in our homes?
You know what? Over the past, let me give it about 8 to 10 years, this has turned into a de facto national auto show. And I know next week's the big Detroit Auto Show, and actually it's the last time the Detroit Auto Show is going to be held in January right now, because the manufacturers are bringing it out here, because tech in cars and trucks, it literally is synonymous. And so a lot of the news that I've seen coming out, I'm going to give it, you know, used to be 100%, you know, computers and smartphones and TVs, but right now I'm getting at least 40% of all of my press releases going, come check out this new technology that it's started in cars, then they can find their way in working into homes and other parts of our lives.
And
our company is very smart.
We're also seeing gigantic TVs and 8K TVs, as you talked about earlier in the week. But there's also gadgets. They see something called a Y-brush toothbrush that they say will brush your teeth in 10 seconds.
Listen, a lot of this, and I've talked about this with all the hyperbole between you and I every year we do these interviews, David. It's tough. It's great PR for these companies, and I hope something like that comes to market. But I could go back and talk about the self-eating fork, or the fork that everything you put on it counts your calories. It, obviously, a lot of hype, but never actually came to fruition. There's a lot of toothbrush companies. There's a lot of healthcare companies over here. There's something that will shave you and put shaving cream on you automatically. Again, it's a lost leader for other parts and other developments of R&D companies that are out here. But I did see that toothbrush. I hope it comes to fruition because it saved us a lot of time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.